on Worcester Polytechnic Institute Week. Is higher education worth the cost? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Art Heinricher, professor of mathematical sciences, explains changing how students learn could change the answer of the majority.
For the first time, the majority of Americans say that a college education is not worth the cost. The concerns are understandable. Higher education needs to prove its value. Many universities have been working to meet this challenge, and one successful approach has been project-based learning. Project work shifts the focus from what faculty cover to what students can actually do with what they are learning. One recent study of 10,000 alumni who had had significant experience in project-based learning provided some fascinating insights into the impacts that project work had on their education, on their careers, and on their personal growth. Almost 90% of the alumni said that project work helped them take responsibility for their learning. It helped them own the learning, develop their own ideas, and find creative ways to solve problems. Almost 80% of alumni said that project work built confidence in themselves and in their ability to work on a team. They learned to write and speak clearly, lead effectively, and interact professionally. One result was more surprising. Almost 90% of the alumni reported that project work helped them develop a stronger personal character. This is an outcome that few universities would dare to set as a goal for their academic programs, but it is an outcome that graduates recognize from project-based learning. Project-based learning works because it is more than a pedagogical approach, more than a way to teach better. It is a fundamental survival skill for the future that our graduates must build.
That was Art Heinricher of Worcester Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.